Alright folks, welcome back to Heal Your Attention Span. I'm your host, Leo Weston, and today we're diving into something super powerful. Forgiveness. Now, before you click away thinking this is some fluffy self-help spiel, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, or pretending things were okay when they weren't. It's about releasing the grip resentment has on you. Think about it, holding onto anger and hurt is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You get the short end of the stick, feeling weighed down by all that negativity. In today's world, where we're constantly bombarded with stimuli and information overload, it's even easier for these negative feelings to fester and control us. So, let's break down how you can cultivate forgiveness and finally set yourself free from the shackles of resentment. First things first, understand that forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Be patient with yourself, just like you would be with a friend going through something tough. Secondly, shift your perspective. Look at the situation with empathy, trying to see things from the other person's point of view. This doesn't mean excusing their actions, but understanding their motivations can help soften those hard edges of resentment. Third, acknowledge your feelings. Bottling them up only makes things worse. Allow yourself to feel the anger, hurt, and frustration. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or even screaming into a pillow, safely, of course, can be incredibly cathartic. Remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting what happened. It's about choosing not to let it define you anymore. Next, focus on your own growth. Use this experience as an opportunity to learn and become stronger. What lessons can you take away from this situation? How can you use this knowledge to navigate future challenges? And finally, practice gratitude. It sounds counterintuitive, I know, but focusing on the good things in your life can help shift your mindset and make space for forgiveness. Ever had that friend who did something totally messed up, leaving you feeling betrayed and hurt? You know that feeling when you replay their actions over and over in your head, fueling that anger and resentment? Let's say this friend borrowed a really important item from you and completely forgot to return it. They brushed off your reminder, making excuses and acting like it wasn't a big deal. The hurt feelings were real, and for weeks, you couldn't shake the feeling of betrayal. You might have been tempted to lash out, to tell them exactly how their actions made you feel, or even cut them out of your life completely. But what if, instead of letting that resentment fester, you chose a different path? What if you took some time to understand why they might have acted the way they did? Maybe they were going through something difficult and unintentionally overlooked your request. By practicing empathy and understanding, you might find it easier to forgive them, not because what they did was okay, but because holding onto that anger is only hurting you. This doesn't mean forgetting or condoning their actions, but choosing to move forward without letting resentment control your life. So, remember folks, forgiveness isn't about excusing the other person. It's about releasing yourself from the burden of anger and hurt. It's a powerful act of self-love that allows you to step into a lighter, freer version of yourself. Think about someone who has wronged you. Maybe it's time to let go of the resentment and make space for forgiveness. Take a few deep breaths, acknowledge your feelings, and start practicing empathy. You might be surprised by how much lighter you feel. That's it for today's episode, but I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on forgiveness in the comments below. Have you ever found it challenging? What tips have helped you cultivate forgiveness in your own life? Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of Heal Your Attention Span. Until next time, remember, your attention is powerful. Choose wisely.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.